pretty city with a neon light shining all around. The way that I feel, my God, it's a pity, and I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Lord, take me back to my home in Virginia on the trail of the old Lonesome Pine. I want to be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline. Silver moon don't shine like it does in the mountains, and I haven't heard a single whippoorwill. There's no beauty in this town, not a true friend can be found. I miss the folks who live back in the hills. Lord, take me back to my home in Virginia on the trail of the old Lonesome Pine. I wanna be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline.
Well, that's the Cody Norris Show in a very enthusiastic version of My Home in Virginia there. Well, we're going to dial it right down now. One of my early influences in bluegrass and old-time music was the New Lost City Ramblers, and we really enjoyed the music of theirs that came out on Folkways albums in the early days, and that was really made genuine when Mike Seeger came out to New Zealand in 1969, and we learnt a lot directly from Mike Seeger. We worked with him at the Banjo Pickers Conventions, and we did some concerts around the place, and he taught everyone in the group something about their instruments. He taught me about banjo, he taught Alan about guitar playing, and Lindsay about bass playing, and a lot of fiddle playing with Colleen, and David learned some mandolin. We really enjoyed playing music with Mike Seeger, and the New Lost City Ramblers, they had a special part in not recreating the music of the 1930s and 40s and the old string band music, but just bringing it to life as much as anything else. And they did some great versions of old songs. And here they are from volume two of several albums that they put out, doing an old-timey ballad called The Raging Sea. And I really enjoyed their version of the song.
Sinking in the deep, while the landlord lies dreaming down below.
Oh, the raging sea, how it roars, and the cold, chilly winds, how they blow, while the night of poor sailors are sinking in the deep, and the landlord lies dreaming down below.
The ship, a fine looking fellow was he. Says, I have a wife in old New Mexico, and tonight she is looking for me.
Oh, the raging sea, how it roars, and the cold chill. they blow. All the night of poor sailors are sinking in the deep, and the landlord lies dreaming down below. Ship. A fine-looking lady was she. Says, I have a husband in New Mexico, and tonight he is looking for me. Oh, the raging sea, how it roars, and the cold, chilly winds, how they blow. While the night of poor sailors are sinking in the deep, and the landlord lies sleeping down below. And his child, and he does all the fish in the sea. Oh, the raging sea, how it roars, and the cold, chilly winds, how they blow. While the night of poor sailors are sinking in the deep, and the landlord lies dreaming down below.
Classic old-time ending the way they did, because in the 1930s, when they just made the records direct from the recording, you could watch the recording being made and you were never quite sure how much time you had left. And they must have been watching there and they couldn't quite get the end tag in. That was the New Lot City Ramblers doing a great job of that song. It sounded to me a bit like a Charlie Poole song, but I'd have to dig out the liner notes that came with the album to know that. You listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on podcasts and the various ways that you can listen on podcasts to Back Porch Bluegrass, whether it's Podbean or Apple Podcasts or Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, a whole bunch of different ways you can listen. Thanks very much for tuning in when you do and letting me accompany you at your day's work or as you go for a walk or motorbike ride or walk the dog or whatever it is. Thanks very much for letting Back Porch Bluegrass be a part of your life. All the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and also throughout Canada, we've got a deal going where Canada takes some of our access radio stations and access radio programs and we take some of theirs. And the Canadian stations, I'm very glad that you take Back Porch Bluegrass, and I know you're having a cold winter up there, and we think of you often in that cold climate, especially down here while we're having nice sunny days in the Southern Hemisphere. So thinking of you all there. Now, we've got a concert. When I say we, I mean me and my family play as the Trenwiths. That's myself on banjo, my sons Sam and Tim on guitar and bass respectively, and they do most of the singing, and my grandson Tyler on a percussion kit, kick drum and a tambourine and a shaker, and he also plays harmonica, and we do our bluegrass-ish music, and we're playing as part of the Cambridge Autumn Festival, and the festival runs for a bit over a week in the late March 2026. We're playing a concert on Saturday, March the 28th. It's an afternoon concert, starts at 3 p.m. and it's at the Woolshed in the Te Awa Life Care Village. The Woolshed's a great venue, great big lounge area with good seating, good stage area, good lighting, and it's an excellent place to play music, and I'm delighted that they've asked the Trenwiths to put on a bluegrass music concert. We'll be doing lots of our songs, and we've got a little bit of help from my oldest son Jeremy and his wife Victoria. They do guitar and fiddle items, and Victoria's fiddle playing is delightful. And we'll have some songs from a friend of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. She was part of the band for many years. Pam Finlay will be singing a couple of songs. So it's a varied program. Be great for you to come along Saturday 28th of March. It's $25 a ticket. You can get your ticket from Paper Plus in Cambridge, or you can go online at www.humanitix.co.nz and get a ticket. Love to see you there. And when you're there, come up and talk to us and say you heard about the show on Back Porch Bluegrass. I'll be delighted. In the meantime, I think I'll play a song from the Trenwiss album that we did several years ago now. This is one that Sam wrote, and he writes lots of our music. He wrote everything on this album. And this is a little different, and it's one called Banjoing Along. And it's really the story of Sam's life growing up with a banjo-playing father. And it's a great song. I'm not sure that we'll do it at the concert because it's a bit of a tearjerker, really, and I don't want to sort of sit there playing banjo with tears running down my cheeks. And it's a great song. I'm very proud of the fact that he's written it about me. Banjoing Along. Have a listen. Isn't that a nice song? Oh, I love that song. He does a great job of it, and he wrote some really nice words in the song. Let's hear Patti Loveless again. This is a sort of country-ish song done with the Bluegrass Band, and it's one called The Richest Fool, Richest Fool Alive. This comes from the album Mountain Soul.
There's just no way of going back to change what's come and gone. But if I could go back in time, I'd undo what you've done. I wouldn't look into your eyes and go completely blind, or listen to your pretty
country music played like a bluegrass band would play it, and that's the way I really enjoy it. I love the mixture of the sounds in there, the fiddles and the dobros and the really nice punchy bass but not overriding, all that good stuff. Hope you're enjoying the song. Let's go back to the Lillie Brothers again, and a little bit of old time bluegrass, and this song is a little bit similar and to Sam's song of banjoing along, is particularly at the end of the song. It's one called That Star Belongs to Me.
Belongs to me.
Time bluegrass there from the Lillie Brothers. Well, jump right up to 2026. I've got a brand new album by You, Me, Everybody, New Zealand band that's really going places and plays some very contemporary bluegrass music. They got a tour coming up and they'd love you to go and see them. And I've got an up-to-date list of the venues now. I was quoting from a slightly out-of-date one just before, but this makes more sense. 12th of March, they're at the Meteor in Hamilton. 13th of March, they're at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. 14th of March, Kawaranga Valley Hall in Thames. That's a new one that I needed to mention. 15th of March at the Whangatau Hall in Lee. 20th of March, Little Theatre at New Plymouth. 21st of March, Hokafitu Bowling Club in Palmerston North. 10th of April, Village Music in Auckland. 11th of April, 116 Whangarei. 26th of June, The Boathouse in Nelson. 27th of June, Barry Town Hall at Barry Town. And 28th of June, Christchurch Folk Club at Christchurch. And 1st of July, Whiskey and Wood in Wellington. So they're getting all around New Zealand. And really what you need to do is just type You, Me, Everybody in your search engine, find their midnight album tour, and where's the best place for you to go and see it. Book your tickets and you'll have a great concert. There's some fine pickers. Lawrence Fringus Rhodes on guitar, lead vocals. Sam Fringus Rhodes, young man. He's plays mandolin, fiddle. Nat Talkington on banjo. Kim Bollington on guitar and vocals. Rob Henderson on bass. Here they are doing a song called Misdirection. See you at the concert.
Called you and I said I would. I know the lesson, but I wish I could do things different, turn back the time. I know that now, but it's far behind. Slow and steady doesn't win the race. Even if you keep consistent pace, might just get you there across the finish line. It doesn't mean that you'll be there on time. There is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. The mountain I'm climbing has never felt love so hard. The weight of my heart is tearing me apart. Should have noticed when the times were good. Now they're gone, I'm misunderstood. I spend too much time stressing about the past. Seems to me the only thing that lasts is that there is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble, and it's more than I can pay. In debt to myself, how can I portray? The mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high. The weight of my heart is tearing me. Another day, I watch the sunrise then begin to fade. Will I regret this, the things I've done? Is this a lesson or have I become aware of the sense of outrageous misdirection? It's a race against my mind and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble and it's more than I can pay. In debt to myself, how can I portray the thoughts that are faster than the words that I can say? Should I slow myself down? Can I begin to convey that the mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high? The weight of my heart is tearing me apart.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. Legends say that some 600 years ago, the Mexica people left their ancestral lands in Aztlán to build a powerful new empire. Their journey was guided by Huitzilopochtli, god of the sun and war, who told the Mexicas to look for the sign, an eagle perched on a cactus devouring a serpent. For years, they wandered what is now Mexico in search of that prophecy, until finally, they found the sacred bird on a tiny islet in the middle of Lake Texcoco. There, the Mexicas built a floating city right on the water. This was Tenochtitlan, capital of the Aztec Empire, and for several centuries and civilizations afterwards, it continued to grow and transform into the modern metropolis we now call Mexico City. Today, the golden eagle still perches on a prickly pear cactus in the center of the Mexican flag. Though the bird is immortalized in legend, real golden eagles now face threats like habitat loss, collisions with power lines and wind turbines, and poisoning from pesticides. By 2016, scientists estimated that fewer than 100 breeding pairs remained in Mexico. By protecting critical breeding grounds and supporting raptor research, conservationists are helping golden eagle populations bounce back across North and Central America, giving hope that this powerful symbol will soar above Mexico's mountains for generations to come. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.